Sit back.
Stand back. Analyze. Watch. Watch, ladies. Your narcissistic psychopath. Better half? Better half? You sure? I think you're the better half, because that other half is definitely not your better half. You could do better. Trust me, you can. You will. Give it time. You'll figure out the act of your narcissistic psychopath. You don't know who they are. Because that's the thing, is you really never knew who they were. Once again, I'll say a mere illusion, an act, a fraud, a fake. Charmer. Whatever that they feel you needed or wanted is what they're going to, voila, poof, be. That's the truth. I found this fascinating because now I am past the, let's just say you make peace with the fraud, the act, okay? And actually you sit back now and you realize, oh, this is pretty damn fascinating. Now that I'm educated, now that I know what the hell I got involved with, it'll never happen again. Oh, God, you're a master now figuring out frauds and men that are out to get you. And men that are out for just mere, you know, I don't know. Just to use and buy whatever with women because they have no respect. It starts with the father. No respect. Man has no respect towards women. The father doesn't either. That's the truth. And any mother figure that's still around and watching the disrespect and sits back and allows it has no respect for herself. It's also a fact. Don't be that woman, ladies. Stand up. That's right. Share your wisdom and experience and knowledge because you're going to help so many other women, so many other young women. You just have no idea. In the process, you continue to move forward because let's face it, you already figured out the fraud, the fake, the phony, the narcissistic psychopath, spouse, boyfriend, fiance, okay? Now, you've already freed yourself and you continue moving forward, but now you're sharing your knowledge and wisdom and experience. So I'm going to share a little bit of experience because this was fascinating. And it's great because once you can figure out the act, oh, you got an Academy Award now because you're acting so much better because you got all this experience and you figured out the fraud, the fake, the phony. You already figured them out. Now, who's looking like the fool? You're not because you rose above it. You got wise. Sure. You got hurt, you got burned, you know, whatnot, okay? You got scammed, you got taken for a joyride, you know, they destroyed your bank account, they destroyed your, they're slandering you, they're getting, doing things in situations that was not safe for you, when maybe it came to your health, surgeries, maybe you're a cancer patient, and they weren't attentive, they weren't going by what was instructed, they could have freaking killed you, but you know what they're about. They're about gain. A narcissistic psychopath spouse, charmer, fraud, fake, phony, is all about the gain. You didn't die. Plot twist. You're alive. And that just eats them up even more than anything. Truth. Yes, now you figured them out. Now, I'm going to start supplying you with information, knowledge, and wisdom based off of my own experience, of course. So you know what to look for. Look out for and how to maneuver your way through dealing with a narcissistic psychopath spouse, fiance, and boyfriend. Truth. Okay. These type of characters, okay, call them actors. I don't know. Like I said, domestic violence attorney called them charmers. I say actors. I call illusion. Somebody else said illusionist. I call them an actor, okay? They ran off script, okay? Because you became the director in their play. Now they got an answer to you. See, it's table twists also and flips. Plot twist. Yeah. Because in the end, good souls win. A narcissistic psychopath will never win, ever. They will dig themselves and catch themselves because you figured them out. There's no more emotion, no more anger, no more hurt, no more crying, no more tears. Now it's you just sit back with your hands full of going, when they walk away, I gotcha, I figured you out. Sorry. Boy, how stupid. Oh, it was dumb. Oh, my God, how dumb. Time invested, time wasted. Now you're going to take that time and you're going to help others while you continue moving forward, of course. A charmer or illusionist or however you want to look at it, a narcissistic psychopath spouse, fiance, husband, boyfriend, okay, will twist things when they catch themselves or they get in trouble or they're doing things they shouldn't be doing. Because let's face it, they're not attentive to anything, anyone. They're not attentive to you. They're not attentive to your pets. They're not attentive to their job. They're not attentive to family. They're not attentive to their children or child. They're not attentive to anybody but the narcissistic self, which is the person within the person, the actor. Okay? When they get caught and you ask them a question and they know where it's going, okay? They will never answer a question, ladies. The narcissistic psychopath will never answer the question. They will answer everything but the question. Keep asking the question over and over and over and over and over again with absolutely no emotion at all. Because you know the game, you figured it out. Huh. Now, this is fascinating, quite fascinating, and I found it quite fascinating. Since the animals are half your responsibility still, per attorney, okay, and getting the house together to sell is still your responsibility per attorney, 50%. So the question may be, Sherlock, is was this animal given this medicine, and why is there still medicine left in the bottle? What bottle? Why is the medicine still in the bottle? That bottle? Why is the medicine still in the bottle? Oh, well, hold on. Let me look at how long it's supposed to be given. Why is the medicine still in the bottle? Oh, it's supposed to be given for 10 days. Why is the medicine still in the bottle? Oh, I still got to give them their medicine. Why is the medicine still in the bottle? Are you talking about the medicine in the refrigerator? Why is the medicine still in the bottle? Do you see my point? You just caught a narc. And now they realize you're on to them and you figured them out. Game over. Oh, here. Let me answer a question for you. Give it for 10 days, okay? 10 days. Okay, so that would backtrack it up. Let's see. This day. We're on this day. Well, hell, that's past 10 days. That's 20 days. So again, I'm asking the question. Why is their medicine still in the bottle? A narc who's been a narc for a long time, a narcissistic psychopath because they've been past the point of no return. Narc, okay? You're not the first one on the rodeo of narcism, okay? Projection. You're a project. You're just an object. You're just a sex object. If you're a woman, you're just a sex object. You're just a nothing, because that's how narcissistic men look at you. You're nothing and no one, except for whatever they need, whether it's money, whether it's sex, a joyride, and sack, whatever. 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 Remember, they have no self-esteem. They're just filling their self-esteem, but it never gets filled, because they don't think good of themselves. They have the lowest self-esteem of any man on earth. Why is there still medicine in the medicine bottle? Here, I'll tell you why. Because you're not giving the medicine the way it's instructed. This is why medicine's locked up and why there's multiple locks. And only I hold the key. Oh, and one other person, which is an attorney and a safe and other things. Hey, why was the medicine never given? Because you're not being attentive. Because you're too busy seeking and searching girls, women. It's an obsession. You can't stop. The medicine needs to be instructed as instructed, or someone's going to get in trouble, and it's going to look like neglect, animal neglect, or cruelty. Well, depending who you talk to. So I'll ask again, why is there still medicine in a medicine bottle? And a narc will just look at you and not know what to say, because they're not going to say it. Oh, well, hold on a minute. Now they're starting to throw a tantrum. Now they're going to start raising their voice. Well, I already told you why I said there was medicine in the medicine bottle, and you're sitting there just starting shit with me. You always do this. You always say, that's it. I'm leaving. Now they're going to go outside. You're going to see the ultimate toddler tantrum if you got security cameras, because please get security cameras, because it's fascinating to watch. A true narcissistic person. That's right. Your narcissistic spouse, ex-spouse, boyfriend, fiance. Okay. Watch them throw this big act in front of all your neighbors in the world. shaking the head, talking underneath their breath. Oh my God, she's so crazy. Oh my God, she's so crazy. That is the Peter Pan syndrome. Oh my God. Just sit and watch. Sit back, stand back and watch. I know, it's crazy, isn't it? It's incredible, actually. And sometimes it's disturbing to think like people, this really exist. The behavior starts with parenting. That's right. It starts at home as a young man, a young boy, a toddler. You can't be Peter Pan forever. Sorry, man. You got to get out of the Peter Pan Halloween clothing, put it in the closet, and now get on real man clothing, okay? And be a real man. Because nothing is so off-putting and a turn-off and a, I don't think so, is a man acting like a toddler, a narcissistic psychopath man. Man-child, man-boy, however you want to call it, ladies. Watch him. All right? You cut him. You cut him not being responsible and being a child. And now they're accountable for the responsibility of being an adult. Okay? Just think. If they had a child or children in their possession under their care. Well, that's not going to happen because it'll be taken away. That's right. Because if somebody is a Peter Pan syndrome on top of being narcissistic, they sure the hell never going to be able to take care of a child or children. Okay? And be smart. If you're married to somebody like that, and make sure somebody else has the best interests of your child or children, period. Doesn't make you a bad mother, trust me. You're just dealing with Peter Pan right now, okay? And you need to deal with Peter Pan right now, okay? Deal with Peter Pan, all right? Your children deserve the best life, the best life. And the best decision a woman could ever make is making sure that they have the best life while you're dealing with Peter Pan. Because you'll realize that even your kids that are like a third of the age are more mature than your narcissistic psychopath Peter Pan spouse. But watch. This person will literally, that you're married to, engaged to, boyfriend, okay? When they're caught, instead of a normal man, a normal, responsible, mature man will say, you know what? I'm sorry. And there has been a couple of days that I forgot about this medicine. And you're right. And I apologize, and that's very irresponsible of me, and I'm definitely going to make sure that I'm more attentive. Because, you know, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, you know? A narcissistic psychopath Peter Pan charmer, mere illusionist, actor, okay, I'm going to say actor, does opposite. Why are you starting with me again today? Why are you starting with me? You're always starting stuff. You know what? You're always starting stuff. You know what? Know what? You're crazy. Heaven forbid you fire back up and you start yelling back. Oh, you're really nuts. You're nuts. Oh, you're nuts. Oh, that's it. That's it. I'm leaving. Yeah, good luck. You can take care of the stuff now. Slam the door. Throw the stuff. Slam the door. Make the mirror acting continue. Bravo. Hold on. Bravo. Bravo. Bravo! You want your neighbors to applaud outside with popcorn and peanuts. Bravo! Woo! Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. That was bad acting. Boo! Thumbs down. Thumbs down. They don't ever want people to see in public who they really are. Their true self. Because that would mean the actor has to give up his script. And a narcissistic psychopath, spouse, boyfriend, fiance, will never give up their script. But the script runs out eventually. You know what I mean? You figure it out. Don't yell back, okay? Because that's what they want. Just sit back and observe and watch in silence. You watch too if they're having a bad day with supply. Meaning, you know, as soon as they got you as a catch, some people say players. Nah, players are different than narcissistic psychopath spouses and boyfriends and fiancés. Totally different game. Totally different game. This is a crazy game, okay? This is not a player. This is just flat out crazy, okay? It is definitely the circus and the multiple funny mirrors, okay? All right? Because their image always changes, you know, depending on what they're doing or how they're caught or maybe their supply, which is the mistress, the extra girlfriend, the person you didn't know, the extra sexcapade, because ladies, if you're smart, cut the sex off. When you start figuring out somebody's cheating on you or you have a feeling, cut the sex off. Cut it off. You'll be all right. Trust me. No, don't risk yourself with an STD. Cut yourself off, okay? Cut your body off. Have respect, ladies. That's right. Yeah. Make sure you figure out your gut instinct first before you go jump in a sack with any narcissistic psychopath, charmer, actor, illusionist, whatever you want to slice and dice it, okay? Because 9 out of 10 times, they're sleeping around without a condom. Why? Because remember, these people have no self-esteem at all. They don't care about themselves. So they sure the hell aren't going to care about the women they're sleeping with. They're not going to care about them. I'm sorry. Those who don't like to hear this, you can just go beep right now. I'm talking the truth, okay? Don't argue with them. Don't get into the toddler tantrums with them. It's so off-putting. And don't, God, ladies, you're so much more than that. You're so much more mature than that. Don't stoop to their mere toddler tantrum level. Don't be the sidekick of the fairy with Peter Pan, okay? Little, you know, Tinkerbell, whatever, you know, nah, nah, nah. You did this stuff when you're 6 years old. Save it for your kids. Save it for your daughter, okay? Just don't. But watch them. Watch them. Watch them. Okay? And watch the questions. When you catch them doing something they shouldn't be doing, or not being attentive, or not being responsible, watch them avoid the question, no matter what it is. Did you leave the bread in the refrigerator for 5 weeks? This didn't happen to me, but I'm being just a theory, so to speak. Okay, I'll give you an example. All right. Did you leave the bread in the refrigerator for 5 weeks? What bread? The bread in the refrigerator that has mold on it. I don't know what you're talking about. The bread right here. That bread? The bread I'm holding in my hand. Did you leave it in the refrigerator for 5 weeks? It was behind the fruit and stuff. Did you literally, I mean, I asked you, could you please clean out the refrigerator like 2 weeks ago and last week, and you didn't? We talked about cleaning out the refrigerator. I don't remember that. Did you tell me that? You're wrong. You never told me that. I'm talking about the bread right now in my hand. Did you literally leave this in there for 5 weeks? Do you know how unsanitary, how nasty that is? Look at the mold that's on here. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? The bread I'm holding right now. You know what? I'm not dealing with this again today. I am not dealing with this. All you're doing is starting shit with me. I'm not talking about the bread. You know what? You know what? You know what? You can clean your refrigerator out yourself. You know what? You're crazy. You know what? I'm going to tell everybody you're crazy. You're crazy. You're talking about the bread and stuff. Do you understand where I'm going with this? A narcissistic psychopath will never answer an honest answer with any question, no matter how big or small or medium or tall it is. But they sure will make you feel like you're going crazy. And that's a game, one of many games they do to make you feel like you're going crazy. Ladies, you'll get past that. You'll get past the stage. And I'm hoping I can help you get past quicker, sooner than later. You know, once again, I have to say, as women, we have to respect one another, stand up for one another, and educate one another. And when you're dealing with a narcissistic psychopath, charmer, actor, illusionist, whatever you want to say, okay, you need all the help you can get. Let's just face it. Much sooner than later. So don't forget, that question that you keep asking, you're never going to get an honest answer. You know why? Because they don't have one. They'll never admit fault, and they will never, as a narcissistic psychopath, never, ever, ever, no matter what, ever be wrong.